again. As pastor of St. Stephen the Martyr Parish, it is my privilege to present to you tonight one-third of the confirmation class of 2012. Candidates, when you hear your name, please stand and remain standing until the Archbishop cues you to sit down. Leah Atkinson.
I've heard your name. Now you can sit down. I got something to say to you. You know, our faith really depends on experiencing Jesus keeping his promises to us. That's how we live in faith. I have to tell you that one of the most important and I think the most difficult lessons that all of you are going to have to learn in this life is how to love other people in generous and holy ways. Generous and holy ways. This is how we are fulfilled as human beings and are happy. Whether we're wives, husbands, fathers, mothers, priests, consecrated people, single men and women, any of us, the only way we can be fulfilled and really happy in life is by learning how to love other people in generous and holy ways. But this isn't easy, as we all know. Because we're born with original sin, which is the basic weakness that we all have, and we have our own sinfulness. And this inclines us to be then selfish and self-centered, to be jealous and envious of others, to be critical of their successes and intolerant of their shortcomings, to be unforgiving and uncompromising, and to be concerned really only with ourselves and our own well-being. That's a problem. And because of that, especially when we're young, we wish at times that we were somebody else, that we were better looking, better students, better athletes, that we were more talented than we are, more popular. This causes us, you know, to be dissatisfied with ourselves, often, and unhappy with our lot in life. Jesus, by becoming one of us, he knew our human condition and he knew our frustrations. And this is the reason why he promised and was so insistent on this, that his disciples received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because it is the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, that help us learn how to be satisfied with ourselves, be happy in our own skins. And it is the Spirit that helps us learn how to be loving people, the Spirit. The first reading we heard tonight from the book of Ezekiel, he lived a long time before the birth of Jesus. He foresaw the day when God would pour out the Holy Spirit on his people, and he would take their cold, stony hearts, selfish hearts, and turn them into loving human hearts. And Jesus fulfilled that promise for the first time at Pentecost. And he will fulfill that promise tonight in this sacrament of Pentecost through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And if you candidates come in faith and really believe that Jesus will keep his promise to you, then you will receive this gift in a very amazing way. I promise you. The Holy Spirit will help you learn how to be happy with yourself, to be glad to be who you are, to be happy in your own skin, to be grateful for all the blessings the Lord has brought to you, to be more considerate of other people, especially the people closest to you, because oftentimes that's our worst struggle, huh? People closest to us. But the Spirit, something happens inside of us because of this gift. There's a process that takes place. Actually, what happens is what Ezekiel said. The Spirit gradually turns our stony, cold, selfish hearts into loving hearts so that we begin to be more concerned about other people than we are with ourselves. That's the sign that we're reaching a certain level of maturity. Some people never grow up. They go through life in their self-reflective cocoon, self-indulgent cocoon. But the Lord wants you to mature and to become His disciples. He wants you to become loving people who are willing to give yourself in service to others. And that's why He gives you this gift. And this gift makes a difference. It changes it. It changes all of us. This is how we live in faith. We become more loving, considerate, patient people. And we begin to respond to the love of Jesus, especially here in the Eucharist. You know, one of the gifts of the Spirit, and it's a real gift, is for the first time, some of you, when you come to Holy Communion, will have an overwhelming sense of Jesus filling you with His own life and His own love. You will sense the Lord's presence in the Eucharist. That is a gift of the Spirit. And when that happens, then you become Eucharistic people. We couldn't keep you away from the Eucharist on Sunday when that happened. Not that we had trouble getting you there, I'm sure. Now, it will help. Because there has to be reality to all of this. You have to know that Jesus is really, does keep His promises, that He does feed us with His whole body and blood. And to have that experience, that sense of that, is one of the gifts of the Spirit. So watch for the signs. The way you will know that I did something more than just go through a ceremony with you tonight is that these gifts will begin to unfold in you, and you'll sense change going on inside of yourself, and you will then begin to be more satisfied and more happy and more fulfilled than you could be in no other way than through this gift. I promise you. Before I ask Jesus to fulfill His promise to you tonight, the church wants you penitents to declare your faith, stand on your own feet, and take some responsibility now for your own faith. Would the candidates please stand? I have some questions for you, and I would like to hear an answer to each one of them, an honest answer. My first question is this. Do you really believe that there is a God, that there is a creator, that this universe did not make itself? Something does not come from nothing by itself, ever. Something does not come from nothing by itself, ever. Do you believe that there is a creator God who knows His creation and loves His creation? Do you believe that?
I believe.
And you believe then that God didn't create this expanding universe of ours and forget about it, and better not forget about it. And that He didn't create you and forget about you. You were formed in your mother's wombs. He breathed a living spirit into you, called a soul. A living spirit that's not material. This is why you hunger for truth and beauty and love. These hungers come from your spirit, not from your bodies. You are, God has breathed the Spirit into you so that you can, these spirits will take you to Him, lead you to Him for all eternity. Do you believe that there's something of God in you, a spirit and soul that makes you in His image and destines you for union with Him? Do you believe that?
I do.
Well, then, if you believe that, you know then that you are important to God. If He made you for Himself, you are obviously important. So important that He shares His Son Jesus with you, that it is Jesus who baptized you into His own life and mission. It is Jesus who feeds you with His own body and blood in this Eucharist. It is Jesus who will pour out the Spirit that filled Him. He'll pour out that Spirit upon you tonight in the sacrament of Pentecost. Do you believe that Jesus keeps his promises to you personally?
I do.
And do you believe that that promise of the Holy Spirit, that the Father would pour out the Holy Spirit on his disciples, that would happen to you tonight in the sacrament of confirmation? Do you believe that?
I do.
Because it's important to believe his promise. To receive this gift, you have to believe that he will keep his promise to you. Before I ask you to do that, I'm going to ask you to make two important commitments tonight with all these witnesses listening. Gifted with the Spirit, you promise that you will be faithful to Jesus and his gospel and his mission for the rest of your lives. Do you so promise?
Amen.
Tough promise. It's a tough one. There's so many forces out there that try to pull you away from your commitment to Jesus. But you promised. We hold you to that promise. Second promise. Gifted with the Spirit, that you'll be faithful to his church. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. Church, our church that goes back to the first apostles and lasts till the end of time. One holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. He began one church, not thousands of churches. He began one church. And you promised you'll be faithful to that church and her teaching for the rest of your lives. Do you so promise?
I do.
And I can tell you that promise isn't always easy to keep. To be faithful to the church and her teaching, especially in a society that doesn't treasure Jesus Christ. But you have promised. And so now that you don't perjure yourselves, I'm going to ask Jesus to keep his promise to you. I'm going to do three things. I'm going to pray to the Father that he will pour out the Spirit on each one of you individually. Then I'm going to pray that the gifts of the Spirit will unfold in you so you begin to experience something happening inside of you, so that you begin to experience Jesus the way he wants you to experience him. Then I'll take the oil of the Christ and I'll anoint you and seal you to the Spirit for life.